one side of Eretz Yisrael, there's like high rocky mountains there. Like Tsuma means a rock, Tsuma the Tsur, a mountain of rocks on one side that gives it a shame, the Chitz on one side. Like you have picture here 42, on page 51. Picture 42, Ovaita, Umachtana, the Geder Mehagisa. And on the other side, like a picture 43, you have like a little ditch that goes down Dalat Tfachim, and Rashi says it's wide, it goes down Yut Tfachim, and it's wide Dalat Tfachim. So it has the same, also a shame Rishus Yachid there. So the Mela, that lies like a Mechitza. So the Kitza, you have like Mechitzas going around the whole Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, inside can't be a Rishus Rabin. And Rashi says, Umachtona means Meirid Charitz Omut, there's a deep ditch. Yut Tfachim, it goes down Yut Tfachim. Verochiv Dalad, and it's wide Dalad. Sub of Eretz Yisrael, around Eretz Yisrael, Mida Gisa. The heavy law mechitza applies like a mechitza. On the he also to tulu midrabbanan, even though midrabbanan maybe it's also not a good, it's not a good mechitza midrabbanan. Me olav rishus rabim diraisi. But I call upon him midiraisi though it's a svar that I can't be rishus rabim inside it. Lechiyuvi alei. That's what Rav Dimi wanted to say in the name of Rav Yechinen. Now that's the reason why it's not called a rishus rabim. So tayuz asked the kasha right away. Heavy moslak shum Rav Yechinen gufa kuri asked the steer in Rav Yechinen. The Yom Liel before Rabbi Yechinen said the Moly Dasa said no was Balaylo Chayov Mila Mishus Rabin. Rabbi Yechinen said if not for the fact that they have a door and close the doors at night to the entrance of the territory of Yerushalayim, it would be a Rishus Rabin. So you see, Yerushalayim could be a Rishus Rabin. So you see, these mechitzes going all around are not called good mechitzes. So Tayy says the Shem Hosam Hevi Alibud Rabbi Yehuda. He is the Yosef Rabin about the mechitzes Bochi Alibud Rabbanin. Maybe Rav Yechinen is saying that the Aliba de Rav Yehuda that holds the Rabbim is Mavat the Mechitzis. But maybe here Rav Yechinen is saying Aliba de Rabbonin that Lo Yosef Rabbim Mavat the Mechitzis. So if the Rabbim do not come to Mavat the Mechitzis, since you have a Mechitzis all around Eretz Yisrael, you have like the Sum of the Tzur on one side and this other ditch around the other side, so it's surrounded by four Mechitzis, that's why it's not a Rishus Rabbim Midiraisa. Fred Gemara Ibazoi, Bovel, Nami Makiv Le Pras Mahachisa, the Dignus Mahachisa. Hey, Bovel also has these rivers all around it. And there's also Mastama side bank, which has Mechitis all around it. So Bovel should also be a Rishus HaYochiden. And Vaita, the Kula Yalma Nami, the whole world also should not be a Rishus HaRabim. Why? For Makiv Fulkainis, you have the oceans going all around the whole world. So since you have the oceans going all around the whole world, so when it goes down, it should be like a mechitza. So you have mechitzas around the whole world. So Elamai, that can't be the reason why Eretz Yisrael is not called a Rishus Rabin. Because obviously these mechitzas do not help to make it Ois Rishus Rabin. Now the Gemara doesn't say a clear reason why not. So Tosfos speaks out, in the middle of Tosfos, V'duma Milos Meredes, Tosfos says, V'teimu l'rabon kol Eretz Yisrael tasu Rishus Yochel adei sumu netur, v'tana together bobo nami. Yeah. So Tayyiz answers, V'yeshloimar, the mechitza sheino asuya b'dei yodom l'chashiva mechitza kuli hai. That if you have a mechitza that wasn't made b'dei yodom, like here, these rocks, these mountains, or these ditches, that wasn't made b'dei yodom, that's the way it was, from the made reishis, or b'zoi, these mechitzas are not good mechitzas, they're not so chashiva mechitzas. Melov yafilu rabbonu moidi, the osu rabbim ovatla mechitza. It's even though they have a shame mechitza, and avada, if it wouldn't be for the fact that the rabbim walked through it, it would be Rishus HaYochid, but such mechitzas that weren't made b'day Adam, they're only made b'day Shemayim, those mechitzas did not help to stop the rabbim from walking through it, and you shouldn't say the rabbim does not break the mechitzas. But here, the rabbonon amoidom, that also rabbim movato mechitzas. Therefore, since these rocks, and since these ditches, were made b'day Shemayim, when the rabbim walked through them, the rabbim zicha break the mechitzas, and therefore it's shemer. Why do you say Eretz Yisrael can't be Rishus HaRabim? Why not? Even though it has mechitzas all around it, but these are very shvachar mechitzas, that have had the rabbim come and break the mechitzas. So why can't it be Rishus HaRabim? So it's shrik shemer. What do you mean to say it doesn't have a din Rishus HaRabim in Eretz Yisrael? And for the Gemara, Dilma Mailois Umardois Ka'akamrit. Maybe you meant to say the aliyahs, the places that go up and the places that go down in Eretz Yisrael, those places don't have a shame Rishus HaRabim. In other words, like a mountain area in Eretz Yisrael, or a place that goes down in Eretz Yisrael, that doesn't have a shame Rishus HaRabim. Like Rashi says, Milas u'meredes shabu'a kamrit, shein chayov malei mishum Rishus HaRabim, t'lanicha d'risa d'tu, v'hevi Rishus HaRabim. not nicha the rabbim to walk through it, because it's too high to walk up or it's too low to walk down. So lamaisa the rabbim don't use these areas. So since the rabbim does not use this area, therefore these areas do not have a shem rishus rabbim. But then echnami avadi in Eretz Yisrael, it's possible to have a din of rishus rabbim. Omale, so he answered back, karkafno chazis l'reishcha bein amudei, a kiyom rabbi yechon lohosh maitato. Is a miyachon somewhere, this memory I saw karkafno, Rashi said, like an odim choshev, like a head. In other words, I saw an odim choshev here when you said over this halacha. Like Tosfos says, it means say, reishcha hainu rabba, show you rabba, show abayim. Nevi kumoy reshecha bekriri. In other words, he saw a choshev person, rabba, that said over this shmaitato, not he's saying over good svarim. That the high places and the low places in Eretz Yisrael, these places, since it's not nicha tashmishpi, it's not easy for people to walk through them or on them, these are not called a rishus rabbin. And the Ritva says, the pshat for kakafna is that it's like also, it's a loshen sachas, he's saying a nice loshen here. In other words, you said such a good pshat here, so it's kundumli, it's as if that you were there in the base of Medrash, pshat Rabbi Yochanan said over this memory. Yeah, so the more writer, itmanami, we also learned like this, kiyosi rov in omer rab yechinen, viyamri lo, some say, omer rab avuha, omer rab yechinen, that mylois umorodois, sheberot yisrael, the high places like a hill, or else a low place, a deep valley, sheberot yisrael, that's an eretz yisrael, is ein chayova malaya mishum rishus rabin. If you carry in these places, there's no issa diraisa, that's not called rishus rabin midiraisa. Why? Well, if the Bryce here says, if he she'enon kedig le midbar, because it wasn't like the midbar, the way the Yidden went through in the midbar. Like Rashi says, in the midbar, everything was flat. Rashi says, she'enon kedig le midbar, deretz chaloka hoysa, she'onon mishavi hoysa. That was the nest, that the onon went in front of the Yidden, and it was mishavi, any high place, it made it smooth, and any low place, it picked it up. So in the digle midbar, by the Irshus Rabbim, in the midbar, it was all flat land. So therefore, the high hills and the low places in Eretz Yisrael doesn't have a shame Irshus Rabbim. We'll see later in the Gemara why Dafka in Eretz Yisrael is this way. Because there should be a sore any place. Any place is hard for the Rabbim to walk there, it's not called Irshus Rabbim. We'll see later why it's Dafka in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara, Eboi minei rochvo merova. It's rochvo efter shailah from rova. Again, boi minei rochvo merova. Rochvo is the shalof and rova. Tail hamislakit asoro mitoichabo. If you have a tail that's a little hill that's going upwards, that reached a height of 10 tefachim off the ground, mitoich arbo. In the length of dal damis, it went high a dalid tefachim. This is called already a mechitza, and on top of this tail, on top of this hill, it has a shem rishus yochid for Shabbos. Now here the shaila is v'rabim boikim boi. Now let's say the rabim, the rishus rabim, goes over this hill. That the rabim are walking up this hill is alocha chayovim olov mishum rishus rabim oy ein chayovim olov. This is the shaila. Do we say since the rabim, like the rishus rabim, is walking up this hill, the rabim come and break the mechitza? It doesn't have a shame rishus yochid on top. Or do we say here no? Since it's a steep hill, so it's pretty hard to go up there. Here we do not say, Osi Rabim Muvatlo Mechitzis. Even though the Rabim are walking up this hill, the Rabim do not break the Mechitza, and it's still considered the Rishus Yochid on top. So the Gemara like this. Aliba the Rabbonin, according to the Rabbonin of Al Mishneh, Loiti Boiloch. Lechur, there's no Shail according to the Rabbonin. Loiti Boiloch. Hashtag is a Kabachayna. Omahos, Maduch in Al Mishneh. Denichatash Mishtei. We're talking about you have this Pasi Birois. In the Rishus Rabin. Mamash a flat Rishus Rabin, like in the middle of a Wilshire, you'll have a bore there, and you want to schlep the water up. So you put this Dalad de Yumdin, these four L shapes, Amar by an Amar, at the four corners, and you're going to make it for Rishus Yochid inside. Even though the Rabin, Mamash, walk in between the Pasiv Rois, still the Rabbonin and the Mishnah say, Amri, Rabbonin, that Loy Osir Rabin, Umavat the Law Mechitzosim, that the Rabin walking through does not break the Mechitzis. So, Bezoi Hocho. In our case here, we have a tail, we have this little hill going up. The It's not so easy and nice for the rabbin to walk up the hill. It's not so smooth. It's hard to walk up. Avada that the rabbin walking up cannot break these mechitzas. So Avad on top of the tail is still considered Rishus HaYochid for Shabbos, and you don't say the Rabban breaks the mechitzas. That's according to the Rabbonin. Who do you want to ask your shayla according to? Ali ben Rabbi Yehuda. You have a shayla according to Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Now what? Ma hosam hu. Ali ben Rabbi Yehuda ma. You have clear shayla according to Rabbi Yehuda. What's going to be the halacha? Hosam hu. In our Mishnah by Pasi Berois. Maybe there Rabbi Yehuda says, when the Rabbim walks through the Pasi Berois, they like break the mechitzas. You're not allowed to carry inside. It's not called Rishus HaYochid anymore. Therefore Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah says, Yisalkenu, you're supposed to pick up the four diyumdim and like find another bore or make it on the side of the Rishus Rabbim. Why? We're talking about a plain, flat ground that the Rabbim walks through very nicely. So there, if the Rabbim walks through the Pasi Broyas of Yud holds the cloud that Osir Rabbim Movat Lo Mechitza. It's not called the good Rishus Yochid anymore. Here it's a shayla. Here, going up this hill, it's not so easy and smooth to walk up there. So maybe here, lo yosir rabbim umovat lemechitzosa. Maybe here, Yehuda v'moida, that the rabbim cannot break the mechitzas. Or Dilma, maybe no. Lo yishno, maybe no, still there's no difference. Even the gefort, when the rabbim walk up there, even though it's not so easy to walk up there, still we say, as for a rabbim umovat lemechitzas. That's the shayla. Omalei, so this shayla was Rach Be'ez from Rova. So Rova answered him back, Omilei Chayoven, you should know the Rabbim walking up this hill breaks the Mechitza. And our top is considered the Rishus HaRabbim. It's not called the Rishus HaYochid. So Mele Rach Be'ez back to shayla, V'yafilu Oilem Lei B'chevel. What about if it's so steep to go up this hill that you can't walk like this? You have to hold on to a string, like you have to have a railing there. Hold on to a string to walk up there. And still, if the Rabbim walks up there, do you say it breaks the mechitza? Or Malay, Rav answered back, yes, in. It breaks, still breaks the mechitza. As long as the Rabbim used this to walk up this hill, the Rabbim going through it breaks the mechitza. In fact, more of Yafilu B'maylus Beis Moron, even if it's mamish a steep hill, that Beis Moron is always a moshel, that you have to go one by one. It's a small, it's a very narrow road going up a hill, a high hill. It's scary to go up there. So you go one by one. Even such a place, is it also called like the Rabbim going through breaks the Mechitza? Omalayin, he answered back, yes, even a place like this. So even though Luchura Beis Moron is a narrow place, Luchura doesn't have Tezvav Amos wide, so the Mepharshim said, the Pshat is the Akoponim on top of the tail, it's Gevoya Tezvainama. So this is the road to go up there, still it's considered a Rishus Rabbim walking up there, and they break the Mechitzas. Like you have the picture book, page 52, you have picture 45, that's the tail. Picture 46, that's the walking up the mountain, holding on to a chevel. And picture 47, that's the Milas Beis Moron. You see, even though you have to walk one by one to get up there, still, since the Rabbim used this road to get up there, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we would say, Os the Rabbim Movat LeMechitza. The Rabbim walking up here would break the Mechitzas. That's what Rava answered back. Even though it's not so Nichat HaShmishtei, it's hard to walk up there, still the Rabbim come and break Mechitzas. For the Gemara Kash Eisivei is the Alocha Chotzer. You have a wide open Chotzer. Sheharabim nichnosin lo bezu, v'yoytzim bezu. The Rabbim enter it on one side. The Rabbim walk through and there's a Pesach into the Chotzer, and the other side of the Chotzer has like a breakthrough in the wall that you can make a shortcut and go straight through it to the other Rishus Rabbim. Like you have in picture 48, or picture 49, that the Chotzer has a Pesach and opening to it on one side, a Mizruch. And on Marav side of the Chotzer, there's a hole through the wall that you can walk straight through it. So the locher is, Rishus Rabbim L'tumah. Inside this Chotzer has a din Rishus Rabbim Filchus Tumah. That means that you have a Sofik there, if a Sheretz touched the Truma or not. So the Klal is Sofik Tumah Rishus Rabbim is Tor. So even though here it's a Chotzer, but since the Rabbim people could walk through it, it's considered like Rishus Rabbim Filchus Tumah, and therefore Sofik would be Tor. Of a Shtei Klov Rishus HaYochid L'Shabbis. But you should know, inside this chotzer, inside these mechitzes, it's still considered the Rishus HaYochid. Even though the Rabbim Luchura are walking through here, because the Rabbim can make a shortcut through it. So the Mormani, who does this price go like? Ilei Merabbonin, if you want to say it goes according to the Rabbonin, like in our Mishnah, that hold the cloud, that loyos the Rabbim Mubat Lamechitzes, of the Zoy Hashtom, or Mahosim, Luchura, it's like Pshita, this din is Pshita, Maduch in our Mishnah, or Mahosim, the Nichotash Mishtei, there through the Pasib Royis, it's a flat ground, and it's Mamash Rishus Rabbim walking through it. Still we say, Amir Rabbonin, the Rabbonin say, lo yosu rabim umavatle mechitzoso, the rabim coming through does not break the mechitzes of a zayhocha. Well, you have this chotzer where it wasn't really a real rishus rabim going through it, because originally there was a wall on the other side. So one side tank has an entrance from the rishus rabim, but the other side mechila was closed. Just now there's a pirtza came through in the wall, and the pirtza isn't even mamish to the bottom of the ground. There's still some gifufin, some part of the mechitza still there. So the kid says, it's not nicha tashmish, it's not so easy for the rabbin to go through. Is le kol shchein? Is the chur avada navada? The rabbin do not break this mechitza. So chur, what's the chiddush? The chur pshita. Like Rashi says, le nicha tashmish te le rabbin, le drisas. It's not so easy for the rabbin to walk through here. Shab sochim kitzorim. Eshin, the Pesach is very short. It's not such a wide Pesach. It's not 15 amas wide. Hu adin v'gidudim yesh b'yes kufam. There's some bottom mechitza left over yet, like in the picture 48 and 49. Even though the rabbin could walk through from one side of the chotzer to the other side of the chotzer, still the rabbin would not be mevatel the mechitza. So according to the rabbon, it's a pshita. Like, what do we have to have this din for? So elamai elalav Reb Yehuda. The chur, you have to say this brisa goes according to Reb Yehuda. So chur, you have a raya according to Reb Yehuda. That when does Reb Yehuda say in the mishnah the rabbin break the mechitzes? That's only mamish in the middle of a good rishus rabbin, where it's nichotash mishtei. But here, where it's not so easy for the rabbin to go through, this is not called the good bekiyas rabbin. It doesn't break the mechitzes. So this will be kash and rova. For even cases before, by malas beis morin, by going up high, one by one, it's not so easy to go up. Avada, such a rabbin would not be mabat the mechitzes. So the Gemara loy, demesin is no rai from here. Liyela matei goes according to the rabbonon here. Avzad the kasher is the chur of pshita, that the rabbin does not break these mechitzes. For rishus rabbin l'tumah itzruchlei. I'll be mad for you. The chiddush here is that it's considered a rishus rabbin for hilchos tumah. Even though really it's a chotzer, it's a rishus yochel for hilchos Shabbos. But since l'maitzli you do find a few people in this chotzer, it's not called the mokim yichud, because the locha is about tumah we learn out from Saita. Saita alamol is you have a mokim yichud. It's only for two people. Once you have three people, there, it's not a mokim yichud. So Mela, anytime you have a few people in the chotzer, it's considered for hilchos tumah a din rishus rabin. That's the chiddush of this brisa. Then Echnami, the second part that it has the shame rishus hayochas hilchos Shabbos, I tell you that's pshita, and that is no chiddush. So the Mar Tosh Shema, come on, bring another raya to the shaila. According to Rabbi Yehuda, do we say the rabin could break the mechitzes even though it's a shvachera tashmish? It's very hard for the rabin to use it. What's the locham? Mavoy is hamafolosh is the boris. If you have a mavoy and alleyway that's opened up on both sides, the Havimina is, it's in a bor. The Mavi is in a bor, in a pit. Real Spesichu, the Morris, Ross in a cave. Is Aloha Rishus Hayochid, the Shabbos. The Mavi has a shame Rishus Hayochid. It's Mestam that has a Tzuras HaPesach on one side and Alechi Yokir on the other side. Rishus Harabim Mutumah. But again, Tzuras Tumah, since the Rabbim go through there, it's considered Rishus Harabim, and if you have a Sophic, if the Sherets touch the Truma or not, Minas Sophic will become Tummy. Now, Fret Gemara, the boy is Lakadaitich. Is it possible to have a movi that's in a bor? Like, how do you have a movi in a bor? A bor is not a movi. A movi means the alleyway. You go out from your house into the chotzer, into the Rishus Rabin, through the movi. It can't be in a bor. Ela, the pshat is leboris. That means at the entrance to the movi, there was a bor. Like you have in picture 50. The entrance to the movi, there was a bor there. Still, the din is Rishus Hayochid, the Shabbos. That in this movi is considered Rishus Hayochid. Even though both sides of the Mavi are opened up into Rishus HaRabim, so where there is a Bekiyas HaRabim, the Rabim are walking through this Mavi, still we do not say this Rabim breaks the Mechitzes. Is why not? Is Rishus Yochid L'Shabbos, we'll soon see why, the Rishus HaRabim L'Tumah. But the Rishus Tumah again is considered Rishus HaRabim, that Sofik Tumah is Tumah. Is the Chur again, the Kasher is Mani. Who does this Breisa go like? Elaim the Rabbonin, if you want to tell me, goes according to the Rabbonin, that even though the Rabbim walked through, the Rabbim do not break the Tzuras HaPesach Yav at that entrance of the Mavui, of the Zoy Hashtar Mahos Maduch in our Mishnah, the Nichatash Mishtei, by the Pasi Broyes, where it's very easy for the Rabbim to walk through. Amri, still, they say the Rabbonin, Loy Osa Rabbim Movatle Lo, that the Rabbim walking through does not break the Mechitzes, of the Zoy Hocha. Over here, by this Mavui, to walk along the Bor. Now Rashi's pshat is, like in this picture, the bor takes up most of the entrance to the movi. So how do the rabbim walk? They walk on the side of the bor. They move to the sofa, to the side. Like Rashi says, b'boris takadai lashi l'boris, sheish bor b'roi she'echod, u'v'sofa achas k'sorva mahalchin shom ad shoivim. They walk along the side of the bor. They don't like to walk inside the bor. So it's hard for the rabbin to squeeze themselves to walk on the side of the bor. See here, where it's lo nichatash mishtei, lo koshchen, churz pshita navada, the rabbin do not break these mechitzes. So what's the chiddush here? Tosis learns by Tosis that the rabbin even walk inside the bor. They walk down. But that's also not nichatash mishtei. That's the kasha. The churz pshita, according to the rabbonin, this movi is muti, it's called the rishus yachid if it has a tzuras of Pesach. Even though the rabbin walked through, because it's not easy for the rabbin to walk through. El olah Rabbi Yehudi, lechur, this bryce has to go according to Rabbi Yehuda. So again, we have a right according to Rabbonin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, where it's lo nichatash mishti, it's not so easy to walk through it, we do not say the rabbin breaks the mechitza. So again, it's a kashan rova. And the Gemara, no, loy. No, there's no raya. Liyelam Rabbonin. Again, this price also goes only according to the Rabbonin. That the Rabbonin hold all of them, loy osir rabbim umavat le mechitzas. So the chiddush here again is for Rishus Rabbim Lutum Yitzchaklei. The chiddush is that Vilchus Tumah, this is considered the Rishus Rabbim. That's the chiddush. Even though we had this chiddush already before, but it says it over again. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it could be that this movi would be a Rishus Rabbim Vilchus Shabbos. Since the Rabbim use it, walk through it, even though it's hard to walk through, still the Rabbim breaks the mechitzas. The Moabite, the Toshma, come bring another raya. The halacha from Shvilei Beis Gilgul. You have this Shvilei, it's a path going up to Beis Gilgul, a place in Eretz Yisrael. Again, it's a steep path going up a hill, like you have in picture 51. Is Ukiyotzeben, any other place, a steep hill you have to go up, is Rishus Hayochid the Shabbos. For Shabbos, it's still called Rishus Hayochid. Even though the Rabbim are using this pathway to go up the hill, still the hill is called like Mechitzis, and on top is called Rishus Hayochid. Rishus Rabbim Lutuma. But Vilchus Tuma is called Rishus Rab, because since a few people use it, it's not called the Makom Yichud. Vaitas of the Brayis of Yezehu Shvilei Beis Gilgul. What is considered the Shvil of Beis Gilgul is Amri Dever Rav Yanai Kol She'en Ha'eved Yochol Litol Saw Shel Chitim, where an Eved cannot hold a saw, a measurement full of wheat, of the Yoretz Lefnei Satyot, and run in front of a policeman. In other words, it's so steep that you can't hold some chitim and run up with it. If it's a plain land, you could run. But if it's a steep hill going up, you can't run up with it. Like the picture 52 you have here. So the kids, any steep place you can't walk up, that's called the Shvilei Beis Gilgul. And still it's considered the Rishus HaYochid on top. It's not considered the Rishus HaRabin. It's the Churamani. Who does this price to go like? Elay me Rabbonin, if you want to say it goes again according to Rabbonin, let's say what? Loy osir rabim mabat lemechitzes. But again, we have the same kavuchaim of the chorus pshita. Hashda umahosa maduchin al mishnah the nichatash mishtei, where it's very easy to walk through the pasei brois. It's mamish in the middle of rishus rabim. Still, amri rabbanon say loy osir rabim mabat lemechitzosam. The rabbin does not come through and break the mechitzam. Or bezayhocha, in this case of a shvil, based Google to learn nichatash mishtei. It's not so easy to walk up the hill. It's pretty steep. You see, he can't walk so well up there. Ozela kol shchein, avada the rabbin does not come and break the mechitza. So now the hill itself is considered the mechitza, that the top mokum is called Rishus HaYochid. A pshita is still called Rishus HaYochid. What's the chiddush? El amai, what do you have to say? La Rabbi Yehudi. The chur, this bryce has to go according to Rabbi Yehuda. And we see what? That Rabbi Yehuda is moida, where it's lo nichatash mishte, where it's hard to walk up there, even though the rabbin goes through, lo yosa rabbin, the rabbin do not come and break the mechitzas. That's why it's called Rishus HaYochid. So again, this is a kashan rova. Or Malay answer the Gemara, no. Demison, there's no raya from here. I'll tell you, Shvilei Beis Gilgul Kamrit. You're telling me halacha from this case in Eretz Yisrael, which is called Shvilei Beis Gilgul, which is a nice high hill. You're telling me here it's called Rishus HaYochid. So I'll tell you, Enechanami, this tacha goes according to everybody. That Rabbi Yehuda is also moida in Eretz Yisrael. Any high hill, any low place where it's hard to go, is not called the Rishus HaRabim. Why? Not because the rabbin go there and break the mechitzas, but for Nusvarim. Why? Because Yehoshua Oyev Yisrael Hoya. As Yehoshua, when he first came into Eretz Yisrael, he was like the governor, he loved the Yidden, and he made Rishus HaRabim for them, the place where the rabbin, where the highways should go through, or where should be the big sarti, or where should be the big meeting place, where you can have the fairs there. He made like this. Hoyoi made the tikkun lehem drachim v'sartia. He was mistaken for Klai Yisrael, which roads should be the Rishus HaRabim and which big meeting place should be the Rishus HaRabim. What did he do? Kol heichad nichatash mishto, any place you had a nice flat piece of land, which is easy to walk through, Mosru the Rabbim. Yeshua gave it over to the Rabbim to make it into a Shas Rabbim. Over Kol Hecha, any place in Eretz Yisrael, to learn Yicha Tash Mishtei, that was hard to walk there, it's a little hard going up, or a little hard going down, in any one of these places, Mosru the Yochid. As Yeshua gave it over to Yochid, he made sure it was not meant for a Shas Rabbim. So that's why here this Shvile Beis Gilgul is called Rishus Yochid, because in the Metzias the Rabbim did not use it. And the Kitzur, this is the Pshat before Nevi Yochanan also, that the Milus and the Moredis in Eretz Yisrael is not considered Rishus Rabbim. Why? Not because we say that Lo Yosu Rabbim Avat L'Mechitzis. Avat, it could be according to Rabbi Yehuda all over, wherever the Rabbim go, they break the Mechitzis and they give it a din of a Rishus HaYochid. They give it a din of a Rishus Rabbim. But here we're talking about in Eretz Yisrael, that Lamaisa, the Metzias was, no Rabbim went through a high hill or went through a low hill. That was because Yeshua made only good flat roads to be the Rishus Rabbim. So any high road or any low road, you should know for sure, was not given over to the Rabbim. That's why it's not called the Rishus Rabbim. But not because the Rabbim break the Mechitzis. No. So Kitsa here, you have Naraya, it's no Kash according to Rava. Yes, I'll call from this is the Maskanas HaGemara, that we're not Poshu the Shailais, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Poshu he holds always, the Rabbim do come and break the Mechitzis, and according to the Rabbonin, the Rabbim never come and break the Mechitzis. So he spoke out already once before, it's a Shaila how we paskin alochem, the Rambam Taka paskins l'kulo l'techachomim in our Mishnah, that we hold midirais ha-koponim lo yosu Rabbim mavat lo Mechitzis. Even though the Rabbim walked through, or through a Sapesach, or walked through the Pasiv Royis, the Rabbim do not break the Mechitzis. As Midiraisa, the Mechitzis are still called Rishus HaYochid. Even though Midirabonin, they do break it, but here in our Mishnah, by Pasi Broyis, the Rabbonin gave a special kula that it's okay, the Rabbim don't break it, even Midirabonin. We once spoke out, the Mishnah Brura holds that this is really the Ikasmach, why some starts, some cities, to make an Erev around the city. Even though they only use it Tzuras HaPesach, the Chorus of Shaila, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you should say, Osu Rabbim Muvat LaMechitzis, when the Rabbim walks through the Tzuras HaPesach, they break the Mechitza. Now exactly what is called the Rabbim that break the Mechitzis, Poshe Laloch, it has to be the same much Rabbim you need to make up Rishus Rabbim. Those Rabbim, if they use this road and walk through it, they break the Mechitzis. Now what's called, how many people have to use the road to make it into Rishus Rabbim? Avadar is, with some shittas that hold you need 600,000 people walking through there every single day. That's some shittas we shown them. But the Ravelt of other shittas we shown that hold not like that. You don't need so many. No, Abdi, you have a Rabbim, you have a lot of people that the city uses, this is the main road in the city, it's also considered the Rishus Rabbim, even though you don't have 600,000 people. So, Zedim Mishabur asked, according to this sheet, that you don't need 600,000 people, Abdi, you have a Rabbim using the road, so every single city, Abdi, has a Rishus Rabbim Midiraisa, so how will they sign up to make an Erevin to put Tzuras HaPesach all around it? Why do we say the road that goes through the Tzuras HaPesach should break the Mechitza? So the Mishabur Mola says that they are saying that the Ikra Loch is like the Rambam Paskins, that Midiraisa loy osir Rabbim Mavat L'Mechitza. Midiraisa, the Rabbim walking through the Tzuras HaPesach, does not break the Tzuras HaPesach. So therefore, Midiraisa is still called Rishus HaYochid. Even though Midirabonin, they do break it. So for the Rabbonin, you could be making with other coolers. Either then to say that it's only called the Bikiyas HaRabbim, if you have Mamish 600,000 Yidin walking through every single day, and that most places you don't have. Or else you could be saying on a delis, on a shvachim a delis, a shvachim a door, that you could close sometimes. That's why they could be nekel. Ve'enech nami is a big tzad to be machmataka, and not to use the Erevin around big cities. Now who I didn't in the Gemara before when it said that really the whole world should be called Rishus HaYochid, since you have the oceans going around the whole world, so the question is why aren't those mechitzes good? So he spoke out the second place which says in the bottom, place says Ve'eshleima, the mechitza sheino asuyi b'day yodim, a mechitza that's not made b'day yodim, lechoshev mechitza kuli hai, it's not called such a good mechitza. In other words, the ocean and the big mountains, those are like the mechitzas made b'day shemayin. So even though they can make a rishus yochid, but they're not such good mechitzas, the name of Yafilu Rabbonu Moedu V'yosu Rabbim Ovat LeMechitza. So today he says, in such mechitzas, even the Rabbonu Moedim, that when the Rabbim walk through those mechitzas, they break the mechitzas. Therefore, the reason why in the whole world is not called Rishus HaYochid, because we have a Rabbim going over the Mechitzis. The Rabbim break these Mechitzis. That's Tosfos Teretz. The Ritva says, the Yisrael is, that Mechitzis, if they're so far apart that you can't see one Mechitza from the other Mechitza, those are not called good Mechitzis. So Mele Bovel are so spread apart, you can't see one side to the other side, it's not called a good Mechitza.
זה תמישנה ביתה. אחד בו הרבים ובאר הרבים ובאר היוחיד is oisen lehen a pasi. Hey, this goes to explain where did the Rabbanim gave this kula to use the pasi brois, just to use four mechitzas on each side, the diumdim, the L shape, a'ama bayin amam. The Rabbanim will make all the tzerich water to serve to the behemoth of the early regolim, the dvar mitzvah. So the Tanakama holds for a bor harabin. A bor means like dead water. That means water mechunosim, that you just dug a ditch and you have water there. So if the bor belongs to rabim, it's mutter. Uve'er, that means a well running live water, that whether it belongs to the rabim or whether it belongs to a yochid, is oisin len pasin. You're allowed to make pasin to have this heter to carry the water out on top to give it in rishus yochid. Avol the bor ha-yochid, but to a ditch that belongs to a private person that has water inside, then the locher is oisin loy mechitza gvoya yutzvachin. If you want to schlep the water out of the pit on top, on Shabbos, you have to make good mechitzas all around the bor. You have to make mechitzas gevoya yutzvachim. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, azot Rabbi Akiva. In other words, the kula of pasi brois was not given to a bor that belongs to a yochid. And the gzeira is, because we're afraid maybe the water will dry up on Shabbos, and when the water dries up, then you have no heter to metalta like we had before. The heter of pasi brois is only calls them on this water there. So when the water goes away, there's no heter. So if it belongs to a yochid, a private person, we're afraid it'll dry up and he won't realize it, and it'll still come to metalta there, therefore it's aser. Mashenkin, if the bor belongs to a rabbin, to a lot of people, then the people will remind you, lo yitzui dries up. One person will remind the next person. That's why Rabbi Kiva holds, for a bor that belongs to a rabbin, you have the heter of pasi brois. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says no. Ein oisin pasin, you're not allowed to have, you don't have the heter to use these mechitzas of pasin, elo leber harabim, bulvad, only to a live running water, a well water, and plus it has to belong to rabin. There's two things you have to have, a be'er and it belongs to a rabin. Ulishar, mashenken, any other type, a be'er that belongs to a yochid, or else a bor, is davka oisin chagura. You have to make, like Tosafot says, it means a mechitza, or the way Rashi says, it means a hekif shachavolim. You also have to make even shvachra mechitzas, but it has to be a mechitza, that you have put strings within gimel tvachim one to the next, so you say love it. But the kitzah, you have to have a mechitza. Gevoy asar tvachim, it should be high, 10 tvachim. In other words, then you don't have the heter of the kula of pasi brois, you badavka have to use a mechitza. Here, Rashi says, bor harabin, ipaski maya mitkri adodi. That's why Rabbi Kiva is not there if it belongs to Rabin, because on the tzad the water dries up on Shabbos, they'll remind you not to use these pasim, not to metalta there. Ber ha-yochid, nam yishori, dole paski maya. What about a ber that belongs to a yochid? Since that's a well water that doesn't dry up, that's why it's mutter. Now Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says, no, dafkol ber ha-rabin, dikotate le ma-yusi, you need both milas. That it's a rabin, it belongs to a lot of people, and also it's a live running water that does not chash or come to dry up on Shabbos. Chagur zot Rashi hekev shachavolim. He has to make a mechitza of strings going around. Zot the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Bepaskin l'chum.